wants to do a dedication at the beginning of this year. Yeah. If you want, yeah. Torahway, Northwest London, Tess Vov Elul, Sunday, the 11th of September. Barav Yechiel Feiner Schlitter, Prusbel, can't read this, Prusbel Calculating Alternative Routes. This week's Torahway Shurim have been sponsored by a family, Maxi Grostas, on the yard site of his late father-in-law, Le'nishmas Reb Aryeh Ben Ramosha Betzalel Reich Zeche Tzalel Livrocha, whose yard site was on Yud Zayin Elul, will be on Yud Zayin Elul.
I want the results of tomorrow's psak.
It's a rumble on Pesach.
Sorry?
It's a rumble on Pesach, it's nice.
There's a well-known advice to speakers, public speakers, which are not, but if you're going to say a joke in a drasha, you shouldn't repeat it for another year. If you say a story, you should wait at least a half a year. And if you say it dvar halacha or dvar Torah, you can already say it in the next drasha, Yesh Goyim, even in the same drasha. Bamei Dvarim Amurim, got a call from Achsania, Rav Dudi, said to me that I'd chosen to spoke about a connection about Prusbel, and he said that last week and this week there'll be part one and part two of Prusbel, so there's a possible overlap. So could be that even if there's an overlap, sfeik sfeik, if you listen to him, if you listen to him, maybe you're not going to listen to me. But the truth is that there are so many halachas in Shemitah Bichlal and Shemitah Tzofim Bifrat that you need to mamash melechas machsheves, to try and be melaket all the shittas and to know who holds what. There's machlokes tanoim, there's a machlokes amirorim, there's a machlokes rishonim, and what the marorim say, machlokes achronim, machlokes haposkim, kimat everything is, I don't want to use the word unclear, but everything is shonim b'machlokes. Ashal kein, even when we know we have the takonor, hillel, hazokin, v'pruzbol, we will see that there are many scenarios which are not necessarily covered comprehensively by the pruzbol. And it's not because Chas V'Shalom was saying that we know better than Hillel himself. He was only mistaken in the Prusbel in certain cases. One of the most famous cases where Hillel HaZaken was not mistaken in the Prusbel is if somebody does not own karka. You cannot make a Prusbel if somebody doesn't have karka. Now, why? So most of the Rishonim learn pshat, because it's a dover shein shchiach that somebody should not own karka, and Chazal were not mesaken takonis in a matzav of something which is not shchiach. Now you might say that today it's a lot more shchiach that people don't have karka, because yeshiva bochrim, for example, most of them, as far as I know, do not own real estate, and even the eitzah which Hillel, which the Mishnah gives. Mishnah says in Eitzef, you don't own karka, and you want to make a prusbel, what do? You're makna, mashu of karka, to the loiva, and thereby the loiva becomes a bal karka, and you can make a prusbel. Now what happens if the malve himself doesn't have karka? So it says you can do an Eitzef, you can find somebody else to be makna, but all these things are not always so practical. Therefore, I'm going to suggest in the course of the Shia, I don't want to use the word calculating alternative routes. I'd like to make an adjustment to the title of the shiur. We'll call it calculating additional routes, because there are certain cases when we need an extra cover. And even the additional routes, which we'll see, they might not necessarily be a comprehensive cover. But whatever one can do in order to... Bichlal, there's something very interesting in the... I think this was discussed in last week's shiur, and I want to take a cue from last week's shiur, where the Sefer Chinuch was brought down, explaining we don't need any explanation for mitzvahs. We are Mekayim mitzvahs. Ya'an ki kach tzivalonu habayra. We don't need an explanation. But the derech of the Chinuch is always to try and find some kind of logical, in inverted commas, explanation for the mitzvah. And it helps us to be Mekayim it Not like we should be mekayemet even without having to understand it, but it does help us, stimulates our kiyum hamitzvah in a certain respect. And the pasuk tells us, Ishama lecho pen ye dover im levavcho b'liyal, lima korvo shnasa sheva, shnasa shmito. Torah called it dover b'liyal, to have a machshava. What's the machshava you're not allowed to have? And the Torah calls it chet. That if I lend you money and you will not be able to, you won't need to pay me back because it'll come shmita. So that's called a chet, to even think and refrain from lending money because of that matzav. It's a very, very difficult mitzvah. I know that they say b'shem the gon. Now shlishim yom kodesh machag, shoyim adoshim be'elchas achag. It's got certain mitzvahs. Tkias shofar. Tkias shofar. You take a shofar, you blow it. Arba minim. You take arba minim. You shokel luluf and you're mekayim the mitzvah. Sukkah, all these mitzvahs which have got in it an act. However, there are certain mitzvahs which the main mitzvah is machshava, what yes to think and not to think. And it's very, very difficult to train a person, or you can try, but I must think this and I must not think this. It's very difficult. It's called a chet. If I refrain from lending him money, or I see this person's coming to borrow money and I suddenly daven a longer shema nesu than normal because I want to evade him, that's called dover b'liyal. How can you do it? So the Gaon said one of the hardest mitzvahs to be mekayim is v'somachto b'chagecho. It's very difficult. How are you mekayim v'somachto? And the Gaon Mestoma, he knew all the different recipes and eitzes how to be mekayim mitzvahs. So we know we've in simchas achag, we've got in simcha lebasur yayin. These are only stimulants to help us be mekayim the mitzvah. Giruyim mibachutz. But lemaisa lemaisa, I'm sure the Gaon simchas achag wasn't because he had a good wine from a good vintage wine, or he had a good slice of meat. That in simcha lebasur yayin, that's taka the stimulant. But to be mekayim a mitzvah of machshava is a very difficult thing, and it's not always possible for us to reach the shleimus in it. So if a person has such a machshava, it's a chet. What Hillel HaZaken did, he didn't do something again. Hillel HaZaken created a mechanism where a person doesn't have such machshavas because he knows he's protected. Let's just take a very simple example. Somebody comes to me now, he says, can I borrow £500? Fine. I look in the loch, were there not to be a prisoner, I look in the loch and I see, 1 minute, 2 weeks' time, this chov is going to become extinct. I'm not going to have any more of this chov, you won't owe me the money anymore. So I say to him, Moshe, how long do you want the chov for? How long do you want the loan for? He says, a week. Oh, okay, but said you can't refuse. But it's very difficult not to have a machshava in your mind that maybe he's not going to pay me. Comes a week. And this Moshe Zuchmer, you can't find him, you're not there. Wait another day or two, you call his wife. And his wife, is Moshe there? Not there. He says, when will he be back? When will he be available? He's coming back next week from Uman. When he comes back next week from Uman, that's going to be after Rosh Hashanah. And if you don't have a prisbal, what happens to your money? What happens to the chayv he owes you? How much does he owe you if you don't make a prisbal? Nothing. Doesn't owe you any more money. So personally, he has this machshava. Of course, it's very understandable. There's, I don't know, maybe deviating from practice in Torah way, I want to quote. I'm quoting for the purpose of the contrast. Shakespeare, it's not really, not usually part of the curriculum. I mean, you can quote Shakespeare, it's okay, yeah. In Hamlet. And I didn't hear it from Shakespeare, I heard it from Sir Michael Spencer. The line was, never a lender or a borrower be.
Hamlet.
Huh?
Hamlet.
From Hamlet, but Shakespeare, but I'm telling you, it's Marx and Spencer, his theory. Now, that is a very, very capitalist and commercial way, and it probably makes sense if you're talking about commerce. If I don't lend you money, so I'm not risking money. If I don't borrow money, I don't have to pay any interest fees. But the Torah HaKadosha thinks totally, totally different. The Torah HaKadosha says that any money which we have, it's not our personal money, even though that's the way we're trained to think. Our money is a pikodon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us money in order to be goymil chesed. As we said in the Mishnah yesterday, Rabbi Elazar ben Baratoso emet, ten loy mishaloy, she'atov shelcho shiloy. Everything which we give, lemaisa, it's not our money, Bichal. What do you say? In davening every day, it's difficult for a person to think that way. He thinks that if he loses money, I've lost money. If I gain money, I've gained money. But the truth is, it's not really our money. 15 years ago, if you recall, there was a major recession in the world. And I was involved in helping a certain moised financially, making sharon with some philanthropists. And two of our big philanthropists, they went under, they went bankrupt. And we were, of course, very apprehensive, what's going to be with our moised? What's going to happen? So we went into Aaron Leibsteinland, and we told him, what should we do with us? A bracha, an eitzah. So he said, that's a time. The same amount of money which was in the world before the crisis is still there now. The Rebbeinu was just changing over Gaboim. That should be our perception. It's not our money. It's not an easy thing to do. That lemaisa, especially now we're in a period of the year where we should be thinking in terms of we're davening for panosim. We have to know what we're davening for panosim. We should have the yecholus to finance our own needs, of course, but we should be able to be goyim chesed. Only chesed yibone. That is the main purpose of. So, Mikitsa Hillel Hazokin, what did he do? He was Masaken Aprusbal, so that a person should not refrain, shouldn't even have a machshava, chet, of not lending the money, because he knows he's got cover. The Inyan is as follows. Hillel Hazokin's Prusbal is not, as we said, doesn't cover all possible scenarios. There's lots and lots of different shilas and cases where the Prusbal, the Chora, we'll just mention just a few of them in passing. What would happen if a person forgot to write a prusbel? He forgot to write a prusbel. Oh, he can't claim his chayv. What would happen if a person borrowed money? I'm just giving you a few mishalim. A person borrowed money, or he lent money. Somebody from Los Angeles lends you money. And this person wants to make the prusbel as late as possible. Why? Because we know there's two parameters in the prusbel. One is that the chayv has to have already become due before Tzeis HaKochovim of Rosh Hashanah. If the chayv isn't due and it's due only afterwards, I don't need a prusbel. The second thing is that I can only make a prusbel. A prusbel will not help me for chayvus not yet, which do not exist yet. Therefore, if I make a prusbel this morning and this afternoon I lend you money, my prusbel doesn't cover it. There's other cases. The Mishnah is a very interesting case. A person had to give a ksuba to his wife. The marriage ended and he had to give a ksuba. An Ashkenazi ksuba is something like £2,000, berich. A Sfardish ksuba is a lot more than that, about £40,000. Now we've got a din. The din says, in the Rambam says it, that shmita is only mishamet ksofim from a chayv, from a debt. Something which is a debt which initiates from a halvor. If it's not from halvor, the shmita is novos. We know, like in Hakofes Chanut, we know that if the debt originated from a knas, for example, or from a ksuba, if he zok for olav v'milva, that's the lashon of the Mishnah, then it becomes a halvor, and then all the dinim of shmita chal on it. So a ksuba, if you impact the ksuba and pay part of the ksuba, then the balance of the ksuba becomes a chayv and is liable to the dinim of shmita's ksofim. So what would happen if, let's say, you've got this tzaddik on the way to shul on erev Rosh Hashanah, he goes past the house of his ex. And he owes a ksuba of £40,000. On the way to shul, he takes a £50 note out, and he knocks on the door. He's here for old time's sake. I owe you a ksuba. Take this £50. And she takes it. L'chaira, she's in trouble, this woman now. Why? Because she can no longer claim the ksuba, according to our klal, that if, once she's already pogem in the ksuba, the rest of the ksuba becomes if it's a milva, then the Chayrish Shmita won't be mishamated. So we need an answer for these kind of people. The Maisa, that particular question, Dr. Shem, my son-in-law showed me, Reb Chaim doesn't need a house gomas, but sometimes you take the Sefer Derech Emunah, ha-feichbo the kula, but Reb Chaim brings in Dings of the Ksuba, brings just Ayin Rashi Gitin Yud Gimel. And usually that's usually where it ends. My son-in-law looked at Rashi. Rashi says a very interesting thing. In Din of Ksuba, it's a pregim b'ksuba means that she initiates the claim and she claims it. If he gives her part of the claim, that would not be pregel, they would not become automatically a milva. It's a very important idea. But there's lots of other cases.
Are these debts not just for lending and borrowing, also for
that according to the Rav Minyan opinion of the Rishonim, the chayv has to be from a debt. You can have something which initiated not from a debt, but it became a debt because of a subsequent action. For example, a knas.
A kusuba is not really a debt, it's something which he
You're right. But the husband owes not a debt. Yeah. He owes a kusuba of a certain amount of money. Yeah. If she were to start claiming, it's also going to be mizonis. She loses her mizonis once she starts.
It's a Torah originated debt.
That doesn't make it not a debt, but a debt, according to Rav Shimon, you're correct. A debt has to be something which was originating from a chayv. Now you have a matzav where, like the Gemara says, hakofes chalav mishnah, hakofes chanut, where it's credit to have in the shop. It's not considered a debt, but if the shopkeeper, I'm the shopkeeper, and I say to you, look, Ravid, time's up. You owe me the money. I've converted it into a debt. So it's true that the money, the debt originally didn't come from a loan, but it becomes a loan now because I'm saying, look, you owe me the money, and that I'm not sending in the bailiffs, it's because I'm giving you a loan. The other thing we know is that a loan which goes beyond Shemitah, the Zman Piroin is after Shemitah, so we know that that particular Chav, Shvius is not Meshalit it. Say that. That is the. So, we said that the Prusbel is the Lekatchilot solution, but as we've seen, and we'll see maybe more cases, you come across that there are cases where the Prusbel will not cover the needs. If you, like the Rav Eliashiv says, what happens if a person lent money after he already wrote a Prusbel, and his Zman Piroin was for now immediately? So the Prusbel doesn't cover it. There are some in the Ben Ish Chayv, he wrote to the Nashei Baghdad, because there was a Sofik, if women are Chayv or not Chayv in Shemitah's Ksofim, maybe it's a Mitzvah Shizman Roma, that he gave an Eitzah that they should all lend a small amount of money in order that they can be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksofim. I've said that Chaim Kanevsky also brings the thing that the Stifler was Makvid, like on Erev, Rosh Hashanah, he used to lend money, and in order that he could not claim it, to be carrying the mitzvah. Fine. But sometimes we're talking about substantial sums of money, and the yecholis to be able to do that, to waive, is not always... So we're going to suggest an Eitzah, which is not instead of a Prusbel, but maybe as an auxiliary mechanism to help solve the problems involved in the certain times of a ksuba. And I'll put it in the form of a shayla. What happens if you owe me money and the Zman Piroin is today, next week, whatever, the Zman Piroin is before Rosh Hashanah, and I see that my calls are being blocked. I'm being filtered. Nobody's answering my calls. Why not? Because you're busy. My father said he's not available. We know these kind of... Now, I want... So if I write a Prusbel, I'm covered. But for any reason I can't write a Prusbel, and I want additional cover, L'chaira, there's a very good Eitzah. What's a very good Eitzah? I will extend the Zman Piroin of... The loiva. I'll tell the loiva you had to pay me. See, I'm extending your Zman Piroin. Pay me on Tzom Gedalia. Now, if the loiva consents to that, as they say, sababa, everything is good. But what happens if the loiva doesn't agree? The loiva doesn't, he says, don't do me any tovas. Don't do me any tovas. I want the Zman Piroin to stay before Rosh Hashanah, come Rosh Hashanah. Even though we should know that the Rambam, that even if somebody has got a din, he doesn't have to pay the chav mika din. So we say, ein ruach hachomim lechem, he should go and pay the chav, and the But the Malva's got a mitzvah to say Misha Mitani, and then the Loivs to say Af Peten, I'm giving it to you as a matono. But let's say we're not talking about Lamed Vavnikim. And he's quite happy to avoid paying the Chav. Yeshkaz Adavan, unfortunately. So by extending the loan, he's evaded the problem of Shemitah. Novos, I can't, but there's a din of Zochim Loi Le'odom Shalei Befonov. I can do something which is in your schos without your consent if it's in your schos. Extending a loan, L'chor, under normal circumstances, serves your interests. You don't have to pay the money, you don't have to cough up today, you've got extra time to pay out. Novos is schlecht. Now here, in this particular case here, he says, Michael Tovis, I don't want the extension of the loan. That was... So Rav Eliashiv wanted to bring a raya, brought a raya, from the din of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah says, if I lend you money and you don't have karka, what's the din? I can't make a prisbul. Says the Mishnah, what's the etzah? I makna to you a mashahu of karka, a very small amount, in order that I can make a prisbul and thereby give over my shtoris to Beis Din and claim the money after Shemitah. Says Rav Eliashiv, it's l'chera, not in the interests of the loiva, that you should be makne karka. The whole mechanism to be makne karka to somebody is midin zochin, midin zchir, to be makne karka. In the case where it's not zchir, how is it going to work?
Who says the loiva is not maskin?
No,
so
the Rizva says, if the Malva stands on his back feet, sluts, and he says, I don't want any alvos, Michael, I don't want it. The Rizva says, he can't do it. That's the shit of the Rizva.
The Loiva can't refuse to
the be... The Loiva can refuse to have any... No, I'm not talking about extension of the loan yet. The Loiva can refuse, Matastam, Bichlal, if I want to be makna something to you, which is a schus for you, and you say, I don't want it. Say the matona sichir. I will them, I don't want them to learn matona. So, according to the klal of Zochin le'odom shleib b'fanov, that's bitnai that b'derech klal it's a schus. So, if Hashem said, if I'm a makne, if I can be makne karka to you, the same way I can be ma'irich the halva. That's svara.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Can you be makne karka to me, the loiva?
According to the Ritva, no. According to the Mishnah, no. The Ran says it's a special, maybe it's a special dinner principle, but the Mishnah says Beferish. The Mishnah in Perek Tes and Shvius, very good, that you can be makne karka to the loiva in order that you can make a principle. How does it work?
Maybe he's masking.
Oh, maybe
he's
not.
So
the Mishnah wouldn't be telling you to something just where he's masking. Because if he's just masking, so he can be ma'arech to halva. We're talking about a place where he's not very happy about it. Yeah. That is the din of the Mishnah, that you can be ma'arech. The Rambam's mesupik if it's a din special din in prusbel, or if it's a general din that you can be thinking about. Al kol ponim, what's important to us is you can be makne karka to somebody should like din. Remember, Rav Eliashiv said, so you saw that, as you can do the same thing, you can be marich the halva, there's a man piroin. If Moshe Shtenbuch in Chuvus van Hogus, he doesn't agree with the relationship with Gamson. He says there's a very big difference. The case in the Mishnah where I can be makne the karka to you works, why? Because be yisoid, if I makne karka to you, it's a schus. A byproduct of this schus is, there's a downside in that, now I own karka, and therefore any Malva will be able to make a prosbul. But by yisod it's a schus. Whereas, where I extend the loan, Michael Tovis, you're extending the loan, there's no schus in it at all in this particular case, because the extension of the loan is a mechanism to claim the chov. I didn't want you to claim the chov. I was quite happy with the din of Shvius. Shvius often was suited me fine. I won't have to pay back the chov. So, Moshe Shtenbuch says that it doesn't agree with him. But we've got lechere, even if you say that you can't be makne, you can't be marich achov, normally, we've found a machane Ephraim who opens up our eyes not only to the dinim of in Shemitah, but in a lot of other things. Machane Ephraim's got the following, Shaila in the end of Tzchiyah Mi'ahefka. I'll read you his lashon. Ha'moichel lechaveiroi mashi chayevloi, v'haloivu loiretza b'mchilosoi. This is our case. The Malv, the Moichel, I want to be Moichel I want to be Michael what you owe me. And the Leiber says, no, I don't want to say, I want to pay my chayv. Nothing to do with Shemitah. It's not a general thing. Can you force your mechila on the Leiber? I don't want the money. And the Leiber says, I do want it. So the Machaneh Ephraim Fierzois with a Shakta Vataria, he says that yes, you can be Michael the chayv benigud against the will of the. So Bapashtus, I think we'll have time to go into it. Rav Dov Landau, he doesn't like this thing. He says that being Mairich a Halva, he says is not a din of Mechila. The Pashtus is that being Mairich a Halva is a Mechila b'miktas. I'm Mechil my schus to claim the money today, and I'm pushing it off by another month. So the Machaneh Ephraim, he brings your eyes that it works. His son, the Brichas Moshe, he's got two very interesting things. We'll go through them very quickly, time permitting. He brings two rayas to the shita of the Machaneh Ephraim that the Mechila does work. One is, there's a din of Tornei b'chitin, v'hoidilei b'sa'erin pato. I claim from you chitin, and you say, no, don't owe you chitin, I do owe you sa'erin. He's pato from everything, he doesn't even have to pay sa'erin. Why not? Because, mashiton l'hoidilei, I was Mechil in my tfia already on the sa'erin. I didn't claim sa'erin. Now, the Leiver was very happy to pay Sa'irin. But because the Malva was Moichel by him not claiming it, so that falls away the din. He doesn't owe even Sa'irin. So you see here that Mechila does work even against his will. And he brings an even better right from the Beis Meir. That he's Mestapik, the Beis Meir was Mestapik, if Mechila works, Beinoi Levein Atzmoi. To myself. And the whole shail of the Beis Meir was, maybe there's a chsoron of Dvorim Shebelev. If I'm Moichel, Beini Levein Atzmoi Dvorim Shebelev. Frikta, the Brichas Moshe, if you cannot be Moichel against the will of the other person without his knowledge, so what's it got to do with Dvorim Shebelev? Typically, that you can't be Moichel. Elamai, you can be Moichel. So what will have to be Makatza, our maskana is, that you can, even if you hold like Moshe Steinbuch, that you can't be, it's not called a schus, but nevertheless, if mechila b'miktas, mechila putting off the chayv is considered mechila b'miktas, and if it's mechila b'miktas, then, and that works, then what I have a simple eitza, comes Erev Rosh Hashanah, I've already done my principle, Rabbi Yashiv gave the same source to people to do it. I should just say, I'm Mairich Zman Piroin. You owed me the money today. I'm giving you another 10 days to pay the money. Thereby, what have I achieved? The Chayv is no longer due. It becomes undue, and you can pay me back. I'll just mention just one other thing, Derech Agav, because it's also very, very negeah. Not mamish connected to this, but it also might be an eitzah. Just to tell you a chap of Rav Shlomo Zalman. A very interesting shayla was asked. You have sometimes a Balei Tshuva, who were the Chayz B'Tshuva in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and many, many Shmitos have passed where they lent money and they claim back the money. So we've got two Shittas on how Shmita works. If you say it works like the Rav Midian and Binyan of the Rishonim, it's Afkasa de Malka, not like the Urim. Afkasa de Malka means that the money is automatically not mine. So if I claim back money, which is, it's no longer mine if I didn't make a prusbul, comes Shvius and I claim back money, what am I doing? I'm a gazlan. I'm a gazlan, taking the money's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. How can I claim it back? So how is that going to work? So we know that there's shittas that bizman azeh, shmitas tzofim doesn't work. So we'd have to rely on the shitta of the balamor and the trumas adeshim bring it. We'd have to rely on the shittas and say that bizman azeh, we do use this as a sniff in halacha. But lemaisa, Rav Minyan and Binyan of Poskim hold that bizman azeh, shmitas tzofim does apply. Midrabon, midrabon, tzofim, shilay tishtakech, shmitas tzofim. But how is it going to work if we hold that the chayv has become extinct because Shmita came, it's Afkasa de Malka, how can a Baal Tshuva claim back his money? I mean, he claimed it. Why doesn't he have to look for every person he repaid the money to and give it back? So there's a very shtak akasha. I saw from Rav Shlomo Zalman a very big chayv. There's another halacha in Shmita's Ksofim. Person who says, I'm lending you money, al monos shelo tishamei tachoiv. Doesn't work because he's masal mashakas of Torah. But if you use the lashon al manos in this particular chayv over here, will override the dinim of thing. I'm not canceling the din shmitas ksafim exists, but I've made like in any tanai shibam moment, kol masal mashakas of Torah to no bottle, but dov shibam moment tanai kaim. His tanai works. Why? Because I can volunteer and agree and commit myself to money. So Rav Shlomo Zalman came to the following chap. This person, Bashas, he lent the money and claimed the money. He didn't know what Schmidt is. He didn't know what. He knew nothing about it. Today that he knows, so we can say Anan Sahada, that had he known that his chayv, he will not be able to claim back, so he would have lent it al manos. So that he uses the Anan Sahada, it's a very, very. That's the way he enables, and it's not a push to shayla, because there are probably like hundreds of people who went through shmitas and they did claim the chayvus. So couldn't you claim Zalman's vot? That'll work. But anyway, our maskana is lechayra. Of course, you have to write a principle that is the optimum and the ultimate solution. But because you could be sometimes in a matzav where the prusbel doesn't cover you comprehensively. So a person will say, before the onset of shvius, he'll say, or sometime in the day, he'll say, any chovis who people owe me and my prusbel isn't chal on it, I extend this man peroyon. He can say it, and according to the maskana of the Machane Ephraim, he can say it, b'noi levin atzmoi, not, he has to say it. The dvar shmit, he has to say it before. Just thinking on it might be a problem of dorim shebeleiv. But if he says, I'm extending Muzman Piroin, and if that works, not everyone agrees it works, but it's also another opens up a possible solution that you'll be able to claim his chayvus, because when Leil Rosh Hashanah came, the Zman Piroin hadn't yet come because I extended it. It's Hashem, Ben Shalom Shibi Meichek, Kol Shitzeh Chayvusenu, Zeichet, Tzivach Tzivoteva, Ben Shtiro, Tzivach Tzivoteva, 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 Tzivach Tzivote